Good morning, all, and welcome to the Friday, December 14th, meeting 2018 of the Washington Fish and Wildlife Commission. We have a full agenda for today and tomorrow, and we will start off on agenda item number one, Commissioner's Discussion. I will open that up to Commission if anybody wants to bring forward anything for the good of the order. Yes, Commissioner Thumber.
Just an anecdote to share. It's not our state, but it was kind of a cool thing that happened to me. In Nevada three or four weeks ago, and my husband and I set off on a hike into the Mount Moriah Wilderness, which is in the Snake Range right on the Utah border north of Great Basin National Park, and it's on a creek. And as we set off, it's in a canyon, I started hearing this squawky cluck that I just could not recognize. And there were a couple of trucks down by the creek, and they were state trucks. So I went bounding down to the group that was standing around, kind of looking at the canyon walls, and I said, "What the heck is that?" And one of them turned up to me, and he's kind of grinning, and he goes, "You can't tell?" And then he says, "Just kidding." And they actually were Department of Wildlife personnel. This was the Saturday before Thanksgiving. They had just released 100 mountain quail that one of them had translocated the day before from Roseburg, Oregon. And I said, "Oh, you Nevadans and your upland birds." And he said, "Well, they were actually a native species here, and they'd been extirpated, and our department is committed to recovering our native species." And so they had, I looked up on the canyon, there were mountain quail clucking and running and scurrying everywhere. When we got back that evening, it was about sunset, and there was still a lot of the clucking going on, but you could tell that they had settled to roost in the riparian vegetation. So far, so good. A lot of golden eagles. I think quail's a little bit small for golden eagles, so hopefully they'll do well and have a reestablished native population of mountain quail in the area. It was pretty neat.
Thank you. Good story. Anything else? Yeah. Commissioner Carper.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I just want to give a brief report on what's happened since our meeting with Oregon. This commission met with the Oregon Commission back on November the 3rd down in Vancouver. We came away waiting to hear back as their chair was on vacation, so we did hear back last week from Director Melcher, and they want to go forward with a work group from each commission, which will be made up of three members of each commission that will engage on a review and future goals and objectives as it relates to the Columbia River salmon policy. So we look forward to that, and then we'll go through a lengthy process of reviewing and coming up with recommendations, reviews, and we'll engage in a public meeting process and a review of that into the future. So there were six commissioners at that meeting last night, which was good. If anybody else has anything they want to add, please feel free, but that was sort of it in a nutshell.
Okay. Thank you, Commissioner Carpenter. Anything else down there? I'd like to thank Director for coming up to Bellingham, the town of subdued excitement, to meet some of the folks up there the other day, and they were very appreciative. And you'll be seeing Rachel will be here today from the RFEG to talk about that. So thank you.
So are we doing committee reports?
Next.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
More of a question than a comment. Yesterday was a noteworthy day in that the state budget came out, and we have been getting some emails that are very, very vague in general, and don't expect a detailed response yet, but I'd like it sometime during the meeting, at least a reaction to the budget, possibly from the director.
We're working on the budget now, and as part of my report, Joe and I are going to tag team what we know so far.
Okay, nothing else there. Then we will move into meeting minute approval from the, I guess, the last conference call. Is there a motion?
I move to approve the Washington Fish and Wildlife conference call meeting minutes of December 7th, 2018, as submitted.
Motion made.
Second.
Commissioner McIsaac seconded it. Further discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Same sign. Minutes have been approved. Now we will move into item number C, committee reports. So I guess you wanted to kick her off.
Would you like to go first, Kim?
Sure. So the Wildlife Committee met this morning, and it was a very packed agenda with a great discussion. The members, just to remind you, Jay Holtzmiller and Barbara and I, and Don McIsaac was with us for most of the meeting as well. First of all, I heard from Jerry Miller, who is our new wildlife program science division manager. Jerry Nelson. Yes, thank you, Jerry Nelson. He is really quite new in the position, I think just a little over a month. And so it was an opportunity for us, one, to hear about a division in that program that we don't hear from in a systematic way, and to get his ideas in terms of vision going forward. It's a very important functions within the Wildlife Department. It really kind of guides the work, it was a good discussion. And then second, we had an update on a really important one of the wildlife program's initiatives, very important initiative, and one that's going to be of real interest to the commission when it comes to us, and that is the land showcase. It's a partnership now, although the idea for the Lands Showcase, which is about our public lands, came out of the wildlife program. It really has become an inner program initiative. Marketing's involved, and public affairs is very, very involved. But there's been some research to learn about what Washingtonians know about our public lands, some real ahas that have come out of that research, and it's going to help us to build really good marketing of this very important function of the department. And the full commission, we decided that we would like to have a presentation in January. It's been tentatively on the schedule. And at that point, there is a marketing company that's been helping to work on this. They'll have they will have taken the research components of it and put together sort of their initial approach to the products. And it will give us an opportunity at that point to have some input, since we're all really, I think, as a commission, very interested in marketing and public affairs. And this is really a great opportunity for us to have input. Our final discussion was about commission engagement on wolves. There's a lot going on that really is rising to the policy level, and that was just a beginning discussion. And we've decided as a committee we need to have a little bit more time to work on this. But just to remind you, some of the policy areas that are coming to the forefront, timing-wise, the periodic status report, the PSR, the SEPA translocation question and post delisting plan. So we're going to continue as our committee to talk about that and then come forward with when we'll engage as the full commission and exactly the process. But all of us on the committee feel there's a real urgency and it's time for the commission to really reengage on that. And then for our chair, I just wanted to point out we have a recent hire who is going to be working on the SEPA for the translocation. And the reason that I'm saying this is for you, Brad, her name is Julia Smith.
Can't go wrong.
That's what we pointed out to her. She was there. We introduced her. So
it's a big clan.
Yeah. Does anybody want to add anything to the report?
I guess the only thing of it is just the urgency of the wolf thing. We've talked about it and give it lip service. One thing I do really have to commend Mr. Kelly for doing is he's been spending multiple trips over there, definitely getting his finger on the pulse. But I probably going to see some eyes rolling on my fellow commissioners, but we're going to need to step up and get in the game, because it is just an issue that is not going to go away, and there's multifacets to make this one come out right. So just a heads up, guys, it's coming.
Sure, Grable.
And Jay, I'm glad you brought that up, and also Commissioner Thornburn, we've had discussions about this, that we really need to get engaged, and I would like to have a sort of suggestions about how we address this as a commission, and you know, sooner rather than later, because it's the storms are coming. I can see it, and I would like to be better versed in it and get the cooperation and education level amongst all commissioners elevated so that we can take this on soon.
Thank you. Yes, Commissioner McKaysen.
Chair, a follow-up question on the matter of urgency. So I wondered if you, on one example of urgency, maybe a series of meetings at the Wildlife Committee, three or four, and a commission exercise that might span a couple of different commission meetings ending by the end of the year. Or on the other end of urgency, is it something that maybe only one Wildlife Commission meeting and the commission ought to expect to see something in the real near future? I wondered if there was any sense of that.
We're not there yet. It needs to be both, you know, what we're going to be doing as well as kind of the how. I'm pleased to hear that there seems to be interest on the part of the entire commission, so probably multiple touch points is kind of what I'm hearing that we need to be doing.
Commissioner, yes.
Thank you, Brad. I think the guy on the end of the table down there is probably going to make the call on that one and where he's going with it and what he wants to do. And there again, then we'll need to, as a commission, need to back the man up. And that's what it's going to come down to, because there is definitely going to be some heavy lifting. But to me, we need to defer to Kelly for the time being and see where he wants to go with this deal and then hash it out. And then it's one of those things, there's a whole lot of heavy lifting, so it's going to basically take all hands on deck. It's going to take staff, it's going to take the director, it's going to take the commission and everybody involved. We can't just hand this ball off to one guy and expecting to run with it. That's the point that we're trying to convey to you guys, that this is going to be something that really, it's going to take everybody. So, thank you.
Well said, thank you. Okay, Commissioner Carpenter.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I have a a report on the Fish Committee meeting, which took place yesterday at 3 p.m., and all members of the Fish Committee were present. Also in attendance were Commissioners Baker and Commissioner McIsaac. The Director Susawin was there, Ron Warren, Kyle Addicks, Chad Herring, Ryan Lotherman, Kurt Hughes, and if I missed anybody, I apologize. There were also seven members of the public in attendance. First item on the agenda was the Willapa Bay Salmon Management Policy Review. Chad Herring spoke to the to a handout and described proposed elements of the review. Fish Committee comments on the proposal were noted by staff, and further input from all commissioners was solicited. The review is currently planned for completion in time to be considered by the commission at the February 8, 9 commission meeting. At that time, the commission would consider whether the policy should stay intact as is. Any special guidance on policy implementation in 2019 should occur, as was the case in 2018, or any formal changes to the policy should be considered over the course of 2019 for use in 2020 and beyond. The second item on the agenda was the Columbia River Policy Review. During that period, Ryan Lotham spoke to three handouts that he provided to us. The process and schedule options considered by both the Washington and Oregon commissions and at and after the November meeting in Vancouver, a matrix of considerations to achieve policy and regulatory concurrency in 2019 only, and a matrix of considerations to achieve policy and regulatory concurrency in 2020 and beyond. As a matter of process, I spoke to and noted what the Oregon Commission responded to questions of how to proceed in considering policy and regulatory concurrency. They wish to move forward. I already spoke to that earlier, so we're going to have a group of our commissioners on board, hopefully by the end of business tomorrow, and we'll get started with that process. Thank you.
Any questions? Any other committee reports? Hearing none, we will then